D60, Soul Path Analysis for Asha Parekh. Let us do the Soul Path Analysis based on D60 chart of Asha Parekh now. The sun placed in the ninth house, ruling her second house, and influenced by the D60 deity Gulika, showed a life path where her identity, voice, and value system were shaped through both grace and adversity. The ninth house governs higher wisdom, guidance, and fortune, but Gulika represents karmic difficulties, darkness, and endurance through suffering. This combination suggests that although Asha Parekh carried an aura of dignity and radiance, her soul's deeper task was to endure inner struggles related to self-worth, recognition, and the ethical foundations of her life. Even though externally she represented grace and wisdom, internally there may have been recurring battles with self-doubt or the feeling of isolation on her spiritual journey. The sun's characteristics of nobility and leadership were present, but Gulika's shadow demanded that leadership be exercised through humility and inner fortitude rather than external validation. The moon placed in the second house, ruling her first house, and influenced by the D60 deity Kalanasa, deeply impacted Asha Parekh's emotional core and self-identity. The second house governs speech, sustenance, family values, and emotional security. Kalanasa, meaning the destroyer of darkness or of Kali's negative forces, suggests that her emotional development required facing and dissolving deep-rooted emotional fears or societal conditioning. The moon's characteristics of sensitivity, receptivity, and emotional depth were channeled into creating a self-identity that was emotionally resonant yet resilient against negativity. Her presence had a nurturing yet firm emotional energy, balancing kindness with an innate ability to recognize and dismantle toxic influences. Kalanasa's energy demanded that she cleanse her emotional being, often confronting emotional betrayals or illusions, in order to strengthen her inner light and preserve emotional purity amid worldly complexities. Mars, placed in the 12th house, ruling her 5th and 10th houses, and also influenced by Kalanasa, added another layer of deep internal purification and spiritual battle to her soul path. The 12th house signifies hidden matters, spiritual surrender, isolation, and subconscious processes. Mars, naturally symbolizing drive, strength, and courage, when placed in the 12th house under Kalanasa's domain, implied that Asha Parekh's creative expressions, 5th house, and career achievements, 10th house, were intimately linked to facing inner battles and transcending personal limitations. There was a strong karmic need to dissolve egoistic ambitions and focus on selfless creativity and service. The same fierce emotional and physical vitality that made her a powerful performer needed to be directed inward, confronting inner fears, dissolving pride, and channeling passion into spiritual surrender and collective upliftment. Her path demanded that she continuously balance outward achievements with inner purification, ensuring that success did not trap her soul in illusions of grandeur. Mercury, placed in the 8th house, ruling her 3rd and 12th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Yaksha, infused Asha Parekh's intellectual and communicative abilities with an undercurrent of mystery, transformation, and karmic subtlety. The 8th house deals with hidden forces, sudden changes, and deep psychological evolution, while Yaksha represents guardianship of hidden treasures and unseen wealth. Mercury's innate rationality, speech, and analytical faculties were tasked with navigating complex, often hidden emotional and intellectual realms. Her communication style likely carried a depth and intuitive understanding that transcended surface appearances, with a soul calling to uncover deeper truths. Yet this placement also demanded caution. The mind could be drawn into secrecy, internalized struggles, or emotional entanglements. True mastery for her soul lay in cultivating speech and thought processes that guarded truth and wisdom like sacred treasures, revealing them only when trust, timing, and karmic maturity aligned. Jupiter, placed in the 11th house, ruling her 6th and 9th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Chandrareka, expanded Asha Parekh's capacity to weave personal growth, higher wisdom, and societal contribution into her soul journey. The 11th house governs collective aspirations, gains from society, and fulfillment of desires, while Chandrareka symbolizes gentle illumination, emotional nourishment, and the tender waxing of emotional wisdom. Jupiter's essential qualities of expansion, optimism, and ethical vision found a soft, nurturing outlet here. Her ability to blend humanitarian spirit, service to others, sixth house, and philosophical maturity, ninth house, into public gains allowed her to be widely respected and beloved. However, Chandrareka's influence reminded her soul that true fulfillment did not lie merely in outward accomplishments, but in the gentle, conscious nurturing of collective emotional needs, balancing ambition with tenderness, leadership with compassion, and personal achievement with universal benefit. Venus placed in the 10th house, ruling her 4th and 11th houses and influenced by the D60 deity Nirmala, beautifully shaped Asha Parekh's public image, career path, and emotional fulfillment through grace, refinement, and soulful creativity. The 10th house governs status, profession, and visible contributions to the world, while Nirmala represents purity, clarity, and untainted emotional expression. Venus's natural affinity for beauty, harmony, and relational wisdom blossomed publicly, making her career not only successful, but imbued with emotional authenticity and aesthetic excellence. The rulership over the 4th house, home, emotional grounding, and 11th house, social aspirations, indicated that her public achievements were inseparably linked to emotional sincerity and the fulfillment of collective emotional needs. Nirmala's influence required that she maintain inner purity, despite the temptations of fame, ensuring that her creativity and emotional presence remained genuine, healing, and uplifting for those who experienced her work. Saturn placed in the first house, ruling her 7th and 8th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Brahma, set a foundation of immense inner discipline, responsibility, and karmic maturity at the very core of Asha Parekh's personality. The first house represents the self, physical vitality, and how one approaches life, while Brahma symbolizes creation, order, and foundational cosmic intelligence. Saturn's natural qualities of discipline, realism, and endurance were amplified through Brahma's influence, molding her into a person who was seen as dignified, steady, and deeply responsible, not only toward herself, but toward society at large. This placement pointed to a life path where relationships, 7th house, and transformations, 8th house, were tests of endurance and wisdom, shaping her into a creator of stability and moral authority in her field. The soul lesson was to build herself as a structure of grace under pressure, channeling hardships into the creation of lasting legacies rather than being burdened by them. Rahu placed in the 11th house, with functional lordship over the 8th house and influenced by Brahma, greatly intensified Asha Parekh's karmic drive toward public achievement, social recognition, and transformation through collective engagements. The 11th house represents large groups, societal goals, and aspirations, while Rahu magnifies desire, unconventional approaches, and worldly hunger. Brahma's influence over Rahu demanded that this hunger be harnessed towards higher creative purposes rather than mere worldly accumulation. Her presence in the public sphere often carried an air of authority and moral weight, reflecting the demand for her to rise above purely personal ambitions and embody larger social ideals. The combination suggested that even though her public life involved navigating the complexities of fame, alliances, and societal expectations, her deeper soul journey required channeling these experiences toward creating enduring social or emotional structures that uplifted and inspired others. Ketu placed in the 5th house, ruling the 5th house itself, and also under the influence of Brahma, pointed toward a deep karmic pattern of detachment from personal creativity, romantic entanglements, and individual expressions of joy. The 5th house governs creativity, romance, and personal fulfillment through emotional risk-taking, but Ketu brings dispassion, withdrawal, and a search for higher meaning. Brahma's steady, constructive energy transformed this into a disciplined refinement. Her creativity was not for personal gratification, but served a larger cosmic structure of artistic and emotional nourishment. She may have often felt a strange sense of detachment from personal joys, seeking instead to channel creative efforts into something universally meaningful. Her soul's calling was to refine personal love, art, and expression into offerings that contributed to the collective beauty and wisdom of humanity, rather than seeking transient emotional highs.